Barnaby is a lad growing up on a farm. Wherever he looks, there are acres of pastures and cows. His best and only friend is a lovely calf, Lucy. For him, the farm is the universe, and the cows are stars.
Lucy, this is for you, and this is for me. Shower time!
Good deal.
Thanks.
Us.
No! She loves me! Dad, can you help me find Lucy? She's gone! Lucy, come back! Lucy, come back!
Barnaby later went to school while living with his aunt. She cooked him chicken stew from scratch almost every night. 100% organic and free range, all right. But Barnaby got tired of seeing her chasing the poor hens all the time. He was glad to go to college. He moved to a colder state. He loves to wear leather and thick wool. It makes him feel more like a man.
Well, this is an old friend.
Barnaby always tried to forget Lucy, but his friend was always there in his mind. One afternoon, he sees kids herding a dog named Cinnamon, his neighbor's dog. Heh, that's me.
Kick him.
Hey, don't.
Who do you think you are? It's not your dog.
The next day, the kids come again. They throw stones at me.
Hey, I can hit his head.
Look, I hit his nose.
Cinnamon, you cold?
Thank you.
Where is that dog?
He must have frozen to death.
Too bad. Let's go.
Oh, no.
Barnaby.
Hey, Barn. What's up?
Hey, Jeff. Thinking about dinner. Fried chicken. My aunt's homemade recipe.
Hey, Barn, check this out.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty program on Supreme Master Television, where our focus this week is
not
on
hungry
the
anymore.
Unconscionable practice of live feather plucking.
Time to sleep.
Barnaby is now 34, has a steady job, only cares about himself, really, doesn't think about anyone else around him. He's now forgotten, almost completely, the most important thing in life.
Happy birthday to me. Today I'm having steak and chicken wings. Cheers to the winner of life. Oh, headache. Ugh.
Barnaby, oh Barnaby, so many times we've tried to let you know the truth about us animals. So tonight, we will help Barnaby to remember the most important thing in life. Yeah.
The things he learned at home and school led him to be a man who was mean. And a bit cruel.
Lots of Merry Christmas to you.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
I don't care about no one.
He doesn't care about no one. He doesn't care about no one.
I like TV, a pork ribs, and a beer. I go to parties. No one controls me. I'm free. I live my life just the way I please. There's no reason for me to change anything. I stick to the basics. I am a nice guy. You won't be wise to waste time with me. If you want to dance, no thanks. I like the way I am, and I'll remind you of that. If you want a confirmation, I'll give you a fact. Mind your own business.
Hey, Barn, are you okay? Why'd you drink so much?
It's all cool. I'll go straight to bed, and tomorrow it'll be all fine.
It's Christmas Eve. Why don't you come to our house tomorrow for lunch? We're having a vegan dinner with my relatives.
Forget it. I've got T-bones and duck in the fridge. It'll go bad if I don't eat it.
Come over if you change your mind.
Merry Christmas, Jeff.
Merry Christmas, Barn.
Now all of these years, Barnaby has been observed, but we who have been looking on could never do anything except tonight. Tonight, we are allowed to help Barnaby. Dude! Psst! Hey, Hugh! Wake up!
Oh, my head. I am so drunk. I see a green dog with chains around it.
You are no longer drunk.
And the green dog can talk. I am super drunk.
Hi there!
Gah!
Look, I am not any sort of oracle. So I'll tell you straight, dude. All these years, you tried so hard to suppress your conscience, and now we have to help you so you can remember how to feel once more. Listen, Barn. Three ghosts will visit you tonight. All right? Good luck. Woof!
Hey, what is this? It's a joke? Jeff, is that you? Everyone come out. Looks so real.
Wake up, Barnaby!
Who are you? Am I dreaming?
I'm Hiccups the Turkey. A.K.A. the Ghost of Dinner's Past. Put this on. With this remote control, we can go anywhere. Ready?
I'm a turkey now?
You bet. We're going to the prison.
Why'd we come to this place? It's filthy. It stinks. Can we go outside?
We are prisoners here.
But what's the crime?
We've done nothing wrong.
It's unfair. Let us out.
We don't hold a grudge, but we feel sick. I think it's something in the food.
Whoa! I gained weight.
I can't walk because of the pain. Ow.
I feel so sick. Can't breathe and my eyes stink.
It's the ammonia. They don't clean these sheds.
Won't anyone rescue us?
It has been ignored. The fate of a gentle sinner on the stage of hay and mud. His voice turned a little bitter. Can't give you a kiss. His beak was scorched off. He swallows the pain and locks it inside his soul. Tears roll down on his tender skin. He's just a few days old, but he can no longer feel. I don't remember anymore why I came to the world. Golden feathers fall, just like falling leaves in winter. The air inside his heart, he's feeling a little fever. He wanted to see a real tree and to walk in a green, green field. But now he's ready to sing along with the flock of the mellow singers.
I don't want to see this. I want to go away.
Okay, goggles on. Voila.
It's so beautiful.
So it seems. But all these years that people have celebrated, there's been a lot of suffering, untold and hidden away. The sacrifices of chicken are so many that they cannot be counted.
I don't believe it.
Well, you want me to show you how many?
Okay.
You asked for it!
What is that?
Wait, look up!
They're newborn chicks! I got you. Well, aren't you cute? So many innocent lives killed for our food.
Is this enough? Do you want to see more? You look so sad.
I don't want to be a bird anymore. We suffer so much.
We? Did you say we?
Barnaby is over there. Tell him what happens to the sea animals. Bye.
I'll catch you, Barnaby.
Thanks, God. I changed back. I'm not a turkey. Ah! Ah! Am I on land? What is it?
I'm Mimi, the ghost of dinner's present. You're on my back.
Thank you. Why are you wandering around here?
I was just killed by a whaler. Look, that's my baby. She's looking for me.
Oh no! Baby whale! Run for your life! I see a colorful island.
Oh, that's the human's garbage. Watch out! It's coming!
Ah! Now what? A sheep? A rabbit? A big pillow? Hey, whoever you are, don't move. Can I call you Eggie? You can't talk? All right, Eggie, let me guess. The ghost of future dinners? What happened here? Why are there so many instant noodles? It's not healthy.
We've almost run out of food because of climate change. These are the last supplies. No water to cook them even.
But why? This used to be a nice park. Children play here. What happened? Yes, yes. I always wanted to know what happened to her. Tell me, Eggie, what happened to Lucy?
She came to the world to paint the green fields. Gracefully turns, peacefully lives. Her name in a tag tilts from her ears. She doesn't mind, her heart is at ease. For the treasure she possesses inside of her soul, makes her forget, makes her forget it all. I saw the trees with concern. I saw little girls singing. I don't know where she's going, but she won't resist it. She sees the hand that raised her, hitting her on her hips. I saw more than I should. I can't believe I'm still here. Oh, maybe, 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 maybe no one can feel anymore. Oh, can someone please borrow the eyes of a mother in sorrow, giving birth to a child she won't ever know. She can't utter words, she can't stand on her feet, her legs are too weak. The strong is at fault for a whip to bring the last of her strength to walk the last mile to the house of pain. Oh, heart devoid of love, eyes too blurred to see, a mind with so much noise, unable to hear the last of her breath, the last of her pledge, the ballerina's holding high for her last, for her last day.
Barnaby, Now you realize how many Lucys there are in the world.
Barnaby, I was sad to leave you. Like me, many other animals were there to open your compassion.
If I'd known, I would have helped you and Cinnamon and all the animals. I want to help you all.
Thank you, Barnaby. I am happy now because you understand.
Take me back. I'll be the best animal lover on this planet. I'll tell everyone to be veg and protect animals. I'll love nature too. Take me back to the present. Why not? Now I've changed.
Buddy, so glad you made it. You'll definitely love this veg party.
Merry Christmas!
Barnaby is now a pretty happy guy. He watches vegan cooking shows on Supreme Master TV. He cooks a great vegan version of his aunt's chicken stew recipe and throws veg parties for his friends. He gives talks about his new lifestyle, about Lucy, and how being veg is the single most effective thing we can all do for the planet.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet!
Be veg, go green, to save the planet!
Thank you for your pleasant company today. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May our hearts be loving and loved always.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.